September 11th, 2011. Of course, most of you have spotted the remembrance services around the Western Christian white civilized world. British People's League, BritishPeople'sLeague.com on air. 10 years ago, the big disaster in New York. BritishPeople'sLeague.com on air at you for the next 20 minutes. We're restricted to 20 minutes. We can't afford more broadband. But as the two originators of this show, the engineers that set it up, as they pointed out, 20 minutes covers many topics. So we're sure that you have watched ceremonies. I call it internet TV now. I threw out the TV ages ago. BritishPeople'sLeague.com on air. September 11th, 2011. 10 years ago. Okay, we remember, of course we do, human like all the rest, even though some may not say we are. Now we're going to go a day before, yesterday. This is an upbeat situation. I'm going to talk about some incredible people that probably don't even know of the British People's League, probably never heard of John Beattie. But it's inspiring, inspiring, inspiring. Those of you who follow the American right wing probably are more than aware of the amount of meetings that have been canceled by chicken hotel owners every time there's a gathering scheduled of decent types. Doesn't matter how decent you are. You may never use the N-word, whatever. You're still standing up for white rights. You're on the enemy list. And the agitators and the mob get away with it. No authorities ever charge them with conspiracy to deny the rights of freedom of speech in America. I heard former President Bush on today at the memorial and the rest of them on about freedom of speech. You know, people die for freedom. People die for freedom. What, freedom of speech? And how many times of gathering had to be canceled. Gatherings have to be canceled because of phone threats to different hotel owners. And no wonder white people can't build up a resistance to the multiculturalism, the multicult genocide that's destroying our race when we can't even find a meeting place. Well, one clever rascal in the United States, a young fellow, Richard Spencer, the setup he manages as director is called the National Policy Institute. And if you get a pen out, it's worth looking this up on Google because of the meeting that was held yesterday, September 10th, 2011. That's the National Policy Institute 2011 conference. Look it up on Google, click in. It's astounding what this young man has built up. He's managed to gather all the key speakers in the right wing of the United States, some of whom I've just more recently become aware of. I've spent so much time trying to build up the British People's League, I haven't really followed. Well, I don't like to use the word competition. We've got to work together. We have no choice or our race is finished. But these folks mainly are based in the United States. There's lawyer Sam Dixon and some of the speakers at this meeting yesterday. So it was a revitalization for the American white situation. Many of them said, we don't want to be called right, left, middle, whatever. It's a renewal for the future of white nationalism, white patriotism, our very white race. The British People's League, a few of us watched the internet yesterday on live webcast. The other brilliant stroke by this Richard Spencer. Not only did he find a safe meeting location with grandeur, a meeting location that blows the minds out of the lefties and the liberals because it was a legal spot where no harassment could stop the meeting. Where and how so? In Washington, D.C. itself, the heart of the beast, the National Policy Institute held this fantastic conference. Our race is going to win. We're going to win back our rights and go forward from there. After witnessing, I watched it from 10:30 a.m. yesterday morning till 6 p.m. on the webcast, live webcast. Speaker after speaker, intelligent, but not boring. intelligent intellectuals, but not boring. Just reviewed all of the BS affirmative action, what multicult has done to us all, in a very relaxed atmosphere. It was held in a Washington government building, which has room set aside for Americans under the free speech laws. So there you have it, government-owned buildings. And this particular building was the Ronald Reagan Building. A smart location, upbeat, incredible meeting. As I say, I watched it from 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. So when you click into National Policy Institute, I'm sure they're going to have videos uploaded of the live webcast. Just incredible. I posted this on their bulletin board and a couple other places on the World Wide Web out there. Quote, I wish to thank all involved with the conference held in Washington today, September 10th, 2011. Live webcast did the trick for your neighbor up here in the Dominion of Canada. What inspiration. A brave gaggle of white intellectual warriors. A brave gaggle of white intellectual warriors. Seriously, a truly historic day for whites everywhere. Your speakers covered it all. No white stone unturned. As conferences such as the one held today increase across North America, the fence sitters and waivers will line up quickly. In fact, as a white avalanche, they will not want to miss out on this historic radical white awakening. Again, kudos, thanks, and great respect to all who participated. We have come round the bend and our race will be the winners again. Now that's the end of the quote that I posted on their web pages, folks, and that's how strongly I feel. It was just magnificent, one of the best conferences I've ever witnessed in my life. I attended a few American conferences in the late, about mid to late 70s in Ohio, and they were pretty good. Yes, they were, but there was just a narrow few, a trio of us. But here, they had about six or seven top-notch speakers. Absolutely incredible. The names, well, you'll have to dig out the names by clicking in. I won't spoil all the book. You click into the website and you can see for yourself. Just the speakers are just incredible. And the theme and motive was simply that we're not going to take it anymore. Our history, our culture. But there was a professor or two. There's a lawyer. These are your upper middle class. In particular, there's one fellow, I'm not sure of his ethnic background. Alex Kudiak, I believe. But he was the best speaker by far. A logical speaker, intelligent, emotional. He would keep coming back to his main theme over and over again. In and out, over and above, just back and forth. A brilliant speaker. I think it's one of the most brilliant speeches I've ever heard in my life. It was just magnificent. It wasn't screaming and yelling and belting it out. It was factual, intellectual, with a real depth of emotion. It was just brilliant. I've never been so impressed. This live webcast stuff is terrific. It's high time that we in Canada could do the same. They did hit a government building for their speeches, and it was quite legal, and they couldn't be turfed out. What happened to us up here, the British People's League? This past summer, we had planned a rally on 200 acres. So don't give me this crap about freedom of speech in the Western world. We don't have freedom of speech in Canada. The provincial police nudged the property owner and scared the crap out of him. And so he withdrew the allowance for the 200 acres. Otherwise, it would have gone ahead and it would have been very successful. Just a nice time celebrating our whiteness, the whiteness of Sir John A. Macdonald and the Fathers of Confederation. So don't tell this boy about freedom of speech. There isn't any in Canada. Oh, there's freedom of speech if you're nice, you accept everything that's rosy. Oh, yes, and keep your mouth steered away from anything that really matters. But heaven forbid, don't talk about the glory of our white race, the pride of our race. Our heroes, our ancestors, all the major inventions for Western civilization, all created by the white man. I get a laugh out of them saying, you know, the Asians are smarter IQ than the white race, etc. What a joke. Excuse me, with the space program, how many space control commanders when they were zipping around outer space were Chinese? How many were black? Excuse me, the space program launched incredibly with bravery. It was all white doing, and everyone knows it. Yes, there may have been some copycats, but not many following afterwards. But whose ingenuity and genius created the space program and the wherewithal for same? Of course, it was the white man. Beethoven, the Wright brothers, the airplane, the telephone, the watt, the light bulb. Ah, just a joke. The pathetic situation going on down there in the United States, and it's going to hit up here. But, this fellow, Richard Spencer, the executive director of the National Policy Institute, he found a way around it. He found a meeting situation where it could be used without cancellation, without fear of cancellation. The government authorities had no choice. There is a law from the Supreme Court judgment down there, Brandenburg versus Ohio. Brandenburg versus Ohio. It was an old Klansman who had said nasty things in the cow pasture. But before the Supreme Court of the United States, it was decided that Mr. Brandenburg had the right to freedom of speech. Gets pretty tricky if you start naming individuals you'd like to do harm to. I mean, that enters the realm of threatening, which is ridiculous. No one has to threaten any individuals, but you can speak your mind. You can speak your views. Clarence Brandenburg. Now, I was a traveler to support the George Wallace campaign way back in the late 60s, early 70s, before he was shot. He survived in a wheelchair. But in my many tours, I met many people. And I met this Clarence Brandenburg, quite a factual fellow and a real Southern farmer type, even though he was based in Southern Ohio. Clarence Brandenburg, I am so proud that I met the gentleman that is now the blanket safety for the Constitution of the United States based on freedom of speech. And I'm proud to have met the guy. Just a down-to-earth guy he was. Met him on two occasions. I was not attending any Klan rally. It's a bit too much for this boy. George Wallace I could handle. But I did meet Clarence Brandenburg. Down-to-earth, just a great... a great American Ohio patriot. And I think he had something to do with the Confederacy painted on his barn. Too bad it was before Google Earth. Could have played that up big time. I think he had half a Confederate flag on his roof. But anyway, these things are all coming home now. So, you know, the white people in the States, the patriots, are figuring out ways to fight back. Well, we'll have to do the same up here to... reinvent the wheel and get freedom of speech back on the plate. I suppose it'll only happen when someone actually owns about 20 acres up here so that we will, the British People's League will own the land and then we cannot be intimidated to cancel the meeting. And had we owned the 200 acres, the meeting certainly would have been canceled. It was going to be fun with their bands lined up. One local fellow had all kinds of bands lined up that were going to play and just celebrate the whiteness, the white villages coast to coast in Canada, who still are Anglo-Celtic base core. So going back to the meeting that was held, and that's really the whole theme of today's show. And by the way, Indiana Mike, he's actually gone camping to enjoy a bit more summer weather before he has to return to the grind of working. So, but Mike will be back on co-hosting the shows with yours truly. So I've got to belt out the whole 20 minutes. See, the fact is, folks, 20 minutes, you can cover everything in 20 minutes. Yes, so again, I thought it was very clever. They had this meeting at a big edifice, apparently. They were speaking during the live webcast about the beauty of the location. And incredibly enough, attached to these buildings is the National Press Club for the whole United States. And apparently there were some big shot press types there the night before. They haven't given them any publicity, but they heard what they had to say. And I'm sure if they were liberal, it would make them shudder because these speakers at this conference yesterday were very eloquent. eloquent, intelligent speakers. They were just, I'm still blown away a day later. It'd be a long time before we could compete with such excellent speakers. So, of course, the British People's League, we want to extend our hand to our American patriotic white friends with a great big handshake and kudos for such a fantastic display of ingenuity and pulling the meeting off. Now, for some reason, they didn't have the camera show on the audience at all, but it's being confirmed that we're around the 100 mark squeezed in. So that's pretty good turnout, especially when the American Renaissance organization in the States just had a meeting canceled a couple of months ago, or maybe it was more than that. I think it was in February. But it's very discouraging when you fly people in, distinguished types, with a few bucks. There aren't too many of them on our side. When you fly them in and then the meeting hall gets canceled, even at a big international chain of hotels. So, you know, it took a lot of faith and a lot of people. And Richard Spencer did some dialogue prior to the meeting, trying to assure people that this meeting was on. And he was absolutely correct. It's a fresh beginning. That's the way I feel, just a fresh beginning. Kind of ironic that it was held the day before the remembrance tributes for the 9/11 business 10 years ago. And that was a very dramatic affair so far today on the internet TV here, watching Fox News and the rest with the relatives and victims reading out the names of those who passed away. That's the trouble with all wars, folks. The innocent people always suffer, always throughout history. War is hell. War is hell. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do to protect your assets? If you don't, somebody else is going to gobble them up. That's the law of nature. So we have to have strong armed forces. And I give the Prime Minister of Canada, Stephen Harper, full credit for giving back our armed forces some dignity by bringing back the term royal into the Royal Canadian Air Force, the Royal Canadian Navy. Took a lot of guts to do so, with liberalism smothering us everywhere, multicult as well. So anyway, those of you tuned in from the opposite camp, I'd start packing my bags if I was you. If your homeland is Africa, why not head back to Africa or China, India? Hey, we don't dislike you. That's fine, but we're very happy to see you back in your homeland. And we're going to reclaim our lands. You think not? Listen, if our Prime Minister has guts enough to put the royal term back in our armed forces and to demand that all embassies around the globe for Canada replace and put back up on the walls Her Majesty the Queen's portrait to show that we have a rule of law here under the constitutional monarchy. So liberals be damned, multiculturalism be damned. I can assure you, I don't know how to put it. To me, it's historic. It's ironic that this incredible conference for white patriots, white nationalists, was held in Washington, D.C. by the National Policy Institute yesterday, September 10th, and yet the very next day is the remembrance from 10 years ago of the tragedy of the Twin Towers in New York. And there's got to be some kind of symbolism here. There just has to be. Whether it means, you know, with this fresh newness, even though the Al-Qaeda, the enemy, and the works of them brought those towers down. But here's the white man standing up now with a fresh revigorance, if I could make up a word. Just absolutely awe-inspiring conference in a professional way. Not just, you know, guzzling beer and screaming and yelling. This was a smooth conference of our elders, of our peers. So make sure you turn in. Look it up on Google. National Policy Institute, 2011 conference, September 10th, 2011. Smart location, upbeat, incredible. Incredible. So look it up, folks. So this is John Beattie here, raving as usual for our race, for our peoples, for our history. Yes, we, you know, specifically number one up front is what I am, British Canadian, and those are British stock. That's our number one association. But of course we work together with our European cousins and our American cousins. We're on a roll, folks. You lefties, quiver. You lefties, quiver. We're on a roll, and we ain't stopping. Just watch us. So thanks for tuning in on this Remembrance Day, September 11th, 2011. British People's League signing off. We'll be talking at you folks next week, Sunday, September 18th. Goodbye for now.